Hi guys, welcome back. I know it's been so while that I did not do my podcast. You know, I was super busy, you know, and I was going through a heartbreak again, as you know, it's hard, it's very hard as usual, you know, because nowadays it's very, very hard to find a comment out there. You know, my first back podcast, I was talking about the person that I was with for 9 years, you know. And, you know, it's been 4 years that me and him have been split. And, you know, me and him were totally done. He's still with my friend. But 5 months ago, he texted me and I was shocked. I was like, why would you text me? I was like, why, you know? And when I opened, I was shocked what he sent to me. He was like, you're a very strong woman. You know, I sat there. I was like, wow. He really value me now? Like, all those time that I was with him the whole 9 years, and like, you know, I was my entire 9 years with a person that I thought that I would be in love with. But you know, that makes me feel good because I give myself credit that I'm a strong woman. You know, walk away from a 9 year relationship is tough, especially when you're in love with somebody. I went through depression for 2 years. I did not love myself. I didn't know who I was at that time. I didn't know, like, what to do with myself. I remember I used to lock myself out every morning in my room crying and ask God why. But then, you know, God answered me. You're better off without him. You know, sometimes God removes a person out of your life. Sometimes we'll question why God, but God knows, you know, God knows what would deserve better. Because imagine, I was 9 years with somebody that always put me down. Always tell me that, oh, you know, you're nobody. Oh, you will never drive. You will never own this or that. But look at me now. I drive. I have my own business. I have my own place. And I rent. I bought it. You know? Everything that man specifically downgrade me that, oh, I'm nobody. But now, I show him that I'm somebody. Somebody very, very strong. I bet if I was in that relationship for 9 years, I think I would still be the same. I would still be like nothing, you know? Because while I was with him, I did not think about myself. I didn't know how much I worth it. Sincerely, I thought like, damn, like, you know, I changed my hair color. Because I never put myself first. But then I look back at that time. I said, wow. You know, when you're in love, you're blind. When we're in love, we're so blind that we don't even see clear pictures. That we don't know. When we're in love, it's hard to walk away, you know? You know what hurt me? As soon as I left him, he took my friend on vacation. That I've been with him for 9 years. He never took me nowhere. Not even hotel. Not even vacation, none. It's like, wow. That hurts me. But, you know, I didn't show him that I was hurt. Oh, no, I did not. Because sometimes we have to be the bigger person. Because if I show him that I'm hurt, you know what? You know, he'll be like, oh, my goodness, look. She's in love with me. Oh, no. You know, it hurts me inside. But I was strong. You know, that makes me more stronger. Especially me, when this is something that I see with my own eyes, I will let that person go forever. And he texted me. I was like, oh, you know, I want to talk to you. Can I see you in person? He apologized. I said, listen, I will forgive you, but I will never forget what you did to me. I say, I was so loyal to you that I never cheat. I never text Guy. Never for 9 years. I never text Guy. Guy used to text me. I remember at that time, that's my worst regret. I met Drake manager. It was in 2016 in Boston concert. That guy, he was in love with me. I was outside waiting for my friend so we can get it. You know, I have my long hair, red hair, you know, black jumpsuit. Oh my gosh, that time when I left him, guys, I was beautiful. I work on myself, I get my nails done. Oh my god, my, you know, work on my body. You know, I was very beautiful. So I was there, Drake's manager pop me. She's like, oh my god, you're beautiful. I was like, thank you. You know, but at that time, like, me and him, like, you know, were on and off. So at that time, you know, it was hard for me to move on, and me and him was still, like, you know, kick. So like, it was not something serious, but like, we would still like fight and not talk to each other and come back, you know. And then, right, and then so he got me in, I went with him for VIP, you know. Then he invited me to the club, okay. Then after club, we went to a hotel. And the worst mistake that I did, he was in love with me. He was like, oh, you know, if you date me, you will never work in your life again, this and that. You know, I was blind in love with my ex for 9 years. I decided, at the time, oh no, I cannot be with you. I have my man, you know. I broke, he was like, really? I was like, yeah, and I broke him. And I regret until this day that I thought I have a future with my 9 years ex, but instead I did not. And that hurts me so bad that every time when I look at it, it makes me cry. It makes me upset. Sometimes I'm like, wow, why? I say, wow, why, God? Like, if I knew that he would do that to me, I would not even tell him that I was, you know, with him. But, you know, everything worked in God's time. So I felt like, you know, God probably, you know, have something bad out there. So after the concert, after the club, after the hotel, he texted me. Because, you know, I post pictures like, where are you? You know, I'm so crazy in love. I end up texting him. I was like, you know, I'm on my way home, this and that. He's like, oh, come by my house. I was like, okay. So when I went to his house, everything went okay, you know. Everything was good. Then he's like, sorry, baby. No, we've been dating for 9. You know, I love you. This and I was like, okay, you know. So then everything was good. And then I said, you know what? I was like, wow, I can. And then I was like, wow. And then every night I used to pray. I was like, God, give me strength. God, there's something out there. Relief. Show me, because I can't take anymore. I want to know the answer. And God did receive my prayers. Because God know that I was suffering. I was suffering. I was. You know, one day, his sister tells me, oh, you want to go to a club? I said, sure, why not? I dress cute. I remember I have like black jeans and purple tank top with my Louis Vuitton belt and my Louis Vuitton boots and my Chanel bag. I remember that day. I went to club. I text him. I was like, babe, I'm babe, I'm at the club with your sister. He ignored me. Oh, yes, he did. He ignored me. I said, wow. I call him, no answer. I text him, no answer. You know, that hurts me. And then, once the club was done, I left. I went to his house. And then when I went, because, you know, anyone, then, you know, me and her sister was set on the kitchen. And then her sister, well, you know what I was talking about. And then her sister received a text. You know, her face expressed change in me. I was like, damn. I was like, oh, something's there, you know? And then I was like, what happened? She just, like, turned me off. Like, she was like, oh, you know, nothing. I was like, okay. And then I immediately grabbed her phone out of her hand. I was like, what? He was like, oh, kick me out. I said, why he's saying that? I'm his girlfriend. Why he's trying to kick me out? And then I heard a bad critch. I said, why bads make a noise? I said, call him. He's not answering me. He's not even sleeping because the light's open. When I see the text, I went straight to his door and knock. I was like, open the door. Open the door if you want to get slapped. He did not open the door. So, you know, I immediately kicked the door. And then the door opened. Oh, my God. When the door opened, I saw him with my friend in bed. That hurts me. That hurts me. But I didn't cry. I cursed him, you know, and then, you know, we get into an argument, me and him. And then I looked at me and the girl. But the girl didn't tell me anything. The girl was quiet because she knows me. She was quiet. And then his mom was like, oh, if we keep, you know, make trouble in my house, I'm gonna call cops on you. I said, listen, I was like, why would you call cops on me? I was like, I thought you loved me, but all this year you were lying to me. You know what I did? I said, okay. I called my mom. I said, mom, I was crying. Mom was like, get Uber. If you cannot drive, get Uber. So I end up, you know, drove on my way home. I was crying. And then I was like, mom, why should we call cops on me? I don't deserve that. I don't. But, you know, I'm so glad that I left him. Because I'm doing so much better without him. You know? And, you know, I'm so happy. Like, I never been happy with myself. Never. But now, I'm so happy. Like, I'm beyond happy. I'm glowing. I'm traveling. You know, I'm doing my own thing. I'm so happy. And thanks God that God gave me a sign right there to leave him. And I did. Ladies, once you see something, leave. Don't sit there and wait, because once you do, it's going to be worse. Okay? Keep up. My next episode is going to come. How I met this football player. Keep watching and keep listening. And thank you for all the love and support. I love you all. Bye.